Pat, since you said that you were a teacher and involved with a lot of students, you know the rules and regulations that go on in high schools, and are there any changes that you wish that you could make, or are things going the way that you like them, or are there any changes that you would like to make about, you know, school in Alabama?
When I was growing up, there was it was a little bit different than what it is now. We always said yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, and there's not as much of that now. It was more discipline. You could discipline more than you can now, and that's the one big thing that I disagree with. I was a Chapter 1 teacher's aide for 4 years. I was in the classroom with math, and just the talking to the students that you're helping, their outlook is completely different than the way it used to be. But the only thing that I would really change about the way schools are now is I think that we need more discipline in the schools. We have discipline, but there's just a lot of regulations that the teachers have to go through. You can't just tell a student what you think, and I think that needs to be done. I think the student needs to respect the teachers more. We have a lot of good students, and really we have more good students in this world than we do bad students. But a lot of times the students learn quite a bit from home. They're not disciplined at home. They show no respect at home. So it carries on over into the school. We have rules that we have to go by. When I was in school, I think the rules were more stricter. There was really not as much discipline then as they are now, but I think it's because they were stricter, and our parents taught us to obey our elders, have respect for our teachers, treat your teachers like you would your parents, and that back then we had respect for our parents. Now I think a lot of students lose respect for their parents, for their teachers. And sometimes I think they lose respect for the government, because we have people that drink and drive. We have students that do drugs. Back then, when I was in school, we didn't have drugs. If we did, I didn't know anything about it. But it wasn't quite here like it is now. I think this has a lot of bearing on students with the drinking and the smoking, the drugs, and I think we need to have stricter rules on this if they're caught. I know that a lot of students do smoke, and we don't have a problem with the drinking, but I know a lot of the students do drink at maybe at home, maybe at parties. It's just something that I think that we need to work on. I think we need to talk about it more. But the biggest difference in the student body when I was in school and now is we have no respect. Some of them have respect, but there's a lot that don't. But that comes from the home. I think really we need to get back to where it used to be, to where we had more respect at home, and it just needs to be taught. And then I think that would carry on with our school system. We have a good school system. Welborn High School does. I think they are probably have the least discipline. I'm not for sure, but I'm a secretary, and I have all the disciplined students come through my office. And sometimes I can talk to them. But I just think we need to change more on respect, and then I think that would take care of a lot of problems we have.
Pat, are there any laws that the government has that that you wish there were, you know, better laws, or you wish you'd like to change those laws, or are there just any laws that you don't think that we should abide by, or any bad laws that you would think of, or anything like that you want to talk about?
The only law that I'm real concerned about is drinking and driving. I don't think there's that much punishment dealt with the person that's involved that drinks and drives. I disagree with it. I don't like it. I talked to a lot of students about it, informed them what the consequences are, but I just don't think they're strict enough, because sometimes with the way our government is, you can get caught with drinking, and then maybe you can go to a school that they have, like, for 6 weeks or over how long it is, and then you can be back on the road. It takes to when someone actually kills someone before something's done. But a life's taken, you have this family to deal with, but the person that caused the accident or actually killed someone, I don't think the rules are strict enough for this. The law needs to be changed. I think we need to really concentrate on having something done, maybe a school that they'll have to go to for 6 months to a year. Maybe that would help. I don't know, but I just think that we need to concentrate more on this. And people that with guns, I disagree with that. I know probably people need guns for protection. I don't like it, but there's too much killing going on. You have an argument, you read about it every day, and you see where a family had an argument with a brother, had an argument with a brother or an uncle or whatever, and someone that ends up being killed. I don't like the guns that we have, because sometimes you can be so mad at one point in time in your life, and at that one time just go berserk. You don't know what you're doing, and if you have a gun and you have it close by, you end up either hurting someone, hurting yourself, or either killing someone or killing yourself. And those are the two things that I disagree with, that I think that need to be stricter laws.
Pat, since you know that probably there's a big issue going on in Alabama that a lot of people, I know I've heard a lot of people talking about, that other states like Florida, Mississippi, and Georgia is getting a lot of Alabama's money by the gambling and the casinos and all the lotteries that are around us, that surround our state. Do you think that gambling should be legalized in Alabama? And if you do, could you tell us why that you think that it should be legalized?
I don't really agree with gambling, but I think it's kind of a recreation that some people love to have. It's a place to go. It's something to do. I don't see anything wrong with it, but I just personally don't like it myself. I'm not a gambling person, because you have a tendency to get yourself in trouble. If the person realizes their limit of what they can do in gambling, that would be okay, but some people go overboard. But on the other hand, I think it needs to be legalized in Alabama, because we're losing a lot of tax money that's going to Georgia and Mississippi. A lot of people here are going over there, and they're ending up using the money for schools and things and at their place, when I think we could legalize it here and maybe help our schools. A lot of our schools need more. A lot of our schools need more books. They need more computers. They just need a lot of help inside the school that a lot of people don't ever see. And I think if we were to legalize that in Alabama and take the tax money from that, I think we could benefit more in the state of Alabama rather than all of our money going to Georgia and Mississippi and several other places, because there's a lot of people that travel there just to do this. And I think it would bring more people here. I think it would build Alabama up. I know that Mississippi has grown larger because of this. The casino there, to me, I've heard of people that have talked about it. It's nice. It's a place to go. It's a place to have recreation. And they gamble too. So I think they have built that place up, and they've built Georgia up, and you just have more people coming in. So really, to me, that would mean more jobs and more money to help our schools too. I disagree with gambling, but that's just my opinion. But I'm not against it for someone else. I just disagree with it personally. And I think that would just help the state of Alabama and our schools more.
Pat, I'm not sure, but I think Alabama is one of the highest states that is involved in crime. And Anniston and Birmingham is, I've heard of a lot of crime accidents that have happened. And sort of relate to life now, like walking down the street or driving your car, or just living at home with, you know, having to lock up all your doors, with what it was like when you were young. Was it scarier than, you know, to walk down the streets or drive then? Compare then to now.
Well, when I was growing up, I had a girlfriend that came and spent the night with me. And our biggest thing to do at nighttime was, after dark, was walk down the street. We'd just walk down the street in the neighborhood. No one ever bothered us. No one ever said anything to us. If you went to visit someone, they didn't have to come and unlock the door to let you in. Their doors were always unlocked. We didn't have as much crime then as we do now. Now you can't leave your house without locking it up and turning your security on. You can't walk down the roads at nighttime. Sometimes you can't even drive your car at places at nighttime. It's not safe. It's not safe to walk in the malls, outside of the malls. And it's just so different now than what it was when we were growing up. I've told Robbie and Wes about this lately, and it just seems unreal how we could just walk around or even ride down the street sometimes with our windows down, without locking our doors. But now it seems like that all of us are not pulling together. It seems like we're kind of pulling apart. But we're not really pulling apart. But people's causing us to pull apart because we can't be safe just riding down the street or walking down the street. You would never hear of anyone just walking down the street now, because especially being a woman, if you did, you would end up either being killed or being raped or just drug off somewhere. And it's just hard for me to comprehend the way things have changed so much from then to now. I just wish that we could go back to where we used to where we had friends to come over, or you can, you know, just take a walk down the street, just around the block, and come back home safe.
Pat, I know we talked about high schools and all, but you said you was a student at Jacksonville State for a year and a half, and now I'm a student, and I tell you a lot of things that go on there, and you know a lot of things that go on there. Can you tell me how it's changed since you went to college and now while I'm in college?
Well, my first year in college, I stayed in the new dorm. It had just been built. I don't know what the name of it is now, but we had a curfew. During the week, you had to be in, the doors were locked. You had to be inside the dorm at 10 o'clock. On the weekends, you have a 12 o'clock curfew. We had house people that lived on each floor at the dorm. Every night, just about, or maybe every other night, the rooms were checked. And that's the biggest thing that I see the difference now is I don't think they have any curfew now. Boys definitely were not allowed in girls' dorms, and girls were not allowed in guys' dorms.